Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about what type of content should web designers and agencies be publishing. And it's a follow-up to episode 170, which had to do with how to use content marketing to increase revenue.
Yeah, and on episode 170, we kind of talked about a high level, you know, what content marketing is and how to use it effectively and, you know, why it works essentially. But we saved the question for this episode. Well, okay, as web designers and agencies, what type of content should you be publishing to really use content marketing effectively? You know, what are some examples of that? What does it look like?
Yeah, and I think, you know, to kind of give a summarization before we dive off into tips that we think would be really good, my opinion, the content will be the same content will serve both purposes, whether you're an agency doing client services or whether you are productizing a service, if that makes sense. So I think the content that we're going to talk about today is going to benefit both regardless. You know, it'll have the same effect no matter what your business model is. And the first thing that we're going to recommend is, you know, write about topics that interest your audience. So for example, SEO tips. How do I get my website to rank in search engines better? Businesses are going to care about that. So if you start, you know, producing content to those businesses to help them learn how to rank better in the search engine so that they can get more customers, that's going to bring them to your site and it's going to be top of the mind awareness for you and your company for the services that you provide. So SEO tips you can never go wrong with.
Yeah, absolutely. And so bottom line, and we talked about this more in episode 170, but you want to create content that your audience, people that are would potentially hire you, the kinds of things that they're going to be Googling. And as David mentioned, how do I get my website to rank? You know, those are people that might need a new website. Not everyone that lands on your website by typing that into Google is going to hire you, of course. But, you know, the chances are that, you know, as you do that and the more traffic you get, it'll start turning into something. And even if it doesn't, you're still bringing value to people that are your potential audience. The next tip, the next type of content, or I guess an example of a type of blog post you could write about is how to speed up your website to rank better in search engines. Kind of goes along with the first one, but that's something that's really important to small businesses. They might have a website that they had built 5 years ago and now their website is running super slow. Okay, well, now you're going to show them how to speed up their website. And then, you know, a tip on that list could be you might need a professional to do an audit. Well, who better than the person that just educated them?
Yeah, another big question with companies when they're looking to either build websites or, you know, update an existing website is they may be asking the question, you know, how much does a website cost? So if you have content out there addressing that, you know, what is a reasonable amount that they can expect to pay to build and design a website in today's time, they're going to land on your website. So just try to produce some type of content like that.
Yeah, definitely. The last example, now this is for if you're going after local business, this could be a great way to get those local searches coming to your website. So the example is 5 outstanding websites from local businesses in Austin, Texas. I used Austin, Texas because that's where I'm located. Obviously, you would replace that with your local area. This is a good example because it doesn't have to be all your sites. They could just be businesses from around your area that have great websites. It's a great way to kind of promote local business as well as show that you're an expert. You know what you're talking about. You know why a website is a good website. And hey, you can throw a couple of yours on there too. That can be a great way to start ranking for local searches for companies that, you know, are looking for businesses that are in your area.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, produce valuable, relevant content to your audience. So if your audience is small business and you're wanting to provide web design services for them, help them make their website better, whether they use you or not. And Tim's right. He stated it earlier. Eventually, they may need a product or a service that you offer. It may not be a complete redesign or a website build, but you may offer inbound marketing strategy, social media management, something. And because you're providing value and they're coming back to your site to learn from you, they're going to automatically assume you're the expert and then potentially purchase some of your products. Did we cover everything, Tim?
Yeah. One thing I do want to add is, well, it doesn't always have to be, you know, perfectly in line with what you do and what you offer. You know, it can be things, as David mentioned, that your target audience would find valuable. So yeah, marketing, design, you know, web-related stuff. But don't go too far away from your, you know, core offering. You know, if you're a web design agency, you don't want to throw a blog post out there talking about, you know, the five most intense car chases in the area. Like, I don't know why that popped in my head, but, you know, something completely unrelated. You know, you want to stay on message. You want your website to be producing things that are relevant to your target audience, because that's going to be how you're going to rank for different SEO when you have content that is centered around your core offering.
Fantastic tips today. We hope you join us tomorrow for another episode on WP the Podcast. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the only three SEO tools you need. So don't miss this episode. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.